It was another fabulous day for the USA in Lahti, Finland for the sprints, where Keegan Randall put in a stellar day. Another big day for Keegan, where she beat Marit Bjørgen in the final by a boot length, and in doing so, she won the Sprint Cup overall. She clinched the Globe, her second Globe, second consecutive year to win the Globe, which is a huge accolade for her. And we're going to catch up with Matt Whitcomb, the women's ski team coach, and just get his thoughts on this wonderful accolade for Keegan and the team. We're going to try to get Matt on the line.
Hi, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt, it's Benjamin at Ski Tracks.
How you doing?
Very, very good. Very exciting day for the U.S. again, eh?
Yeah, we had a good day today. We're stoked.
Absolutely. You know, we've all been waiting for that matchup between Keegan and Marit Bjørgen, and we got it today, and she came through in spades and clinched the Globe again, eh?
It did. It came down to the better of two lunges at the end. Staying ahead of trouble out in the front of their final heat, and you know, you kind of couldn't ask for a better, more dramatic race for the day in which Keegan clinches her second sprint globe. So we're psyched. Marit and Keegan both skied incredible races, looking like they would be the first and second finishers of the day all day today. So for it to come down to a photo finish was perfect, and for us to on the positive side of that, we're ecstatic.
Absolutely. So it's been a big year for the U.S. women. Another, you know, the first World Cup gold, or the World Championship gold, rather, and now Keegan, a second Globe. Speaks volumes for the program and what you guys are doing. You got to be happy with all that.
Yeah, I'm really happy. You know, to go along with that, I mean, Keegan is blazing a really well-lit path for our country right now, and you got people like Sadie marching right down it with her first top 10 today in the World Cup. So, you know, almost as remarkable as Keegan's race and second Globe was Sadie's ninth place today. We're just beside ourselves with that. So, she's heading into the last sprint on the regular World Cup program with a ton of confidence. So, Drummond is going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. That was my next comment was going to be about Sadie, and sure enough, you know, making the semis was a huge day for her, and you know, it just speaks volumes for the team and where you're going. What's up next for you guys after the celebration, so to speak?
There's almost no time for celebration. We've got a 10 and 15K classic race tomorrow, and we have 11 starters on this. We've got 15 here in Lahti, so quite a tremendous event. And what we were talking about last night in our team meeting, maybe the strongest team that the U.S. has ever brought to a world, have a ton of depth, a lot of skiers that are in great shape, and across the board, you know, it's up and it's down, but I'm ready to light up the course tomorrow, and it'll be fun to see. We've got Hoffman ready to go, and Freeman, and I think some of these guys that sat out today are pretty stoked. Keegan and Sadie and Jesse. You've got this and that well, and these guys are ready to go.
Well, very good, Matt. Yeah, the connection's breaking up here, so I'm going to let you go a little earlier, and we're going to wish you all the best tomorrow, and we'll catch up then.
Thanks, Benjamin.
All the best. Take care.
Cheers. Bye. Cheers.